6 o'clock. As far as the test of last week is concerned, it'll probably be done together with next week's test, either tomorrow or Sunday, with this week's test. I apologize, didn't get around to doing the test, and once it was Wednesday already, I decided I'll put it together with the other test. There'll be two tests that'll come out, bleeding out at the same time. My apologies. We are on Zayin Amud Beis towards the end. The Gemara has just come up with a reason of why we would need Aloha. Because I would think of the concept called Hayova Ishtari Ishtari. We find by Mitzayra, who's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, who is a Tamei, and the Taira allowed him to go into the Beis HaMikdash, which is a Shaila of Karas, on the eighth day, and he goes in by sticking his thumbs, toes, and ears in, which is a Machloikas, whether that's called entering, but Ula holds it is, and the Taira allowed it. So therefore Ula says, if the guy became a Balkeri on the eighth morning, so just like the Torah permitted him to go in as a Metzaira, the Torah permitted him to go in as a Balkeri. Hayov Ishtari Ishtari. So we want to say same thing. Since the Torah removed the Isser Eishas Ach by Yibum, Hayov Ishtari, Ishtari Achais Isha. That's what I would say. Therefore I need the Pasuk of Allah to tell me that it's not Mutter. Zok to Gemara, it's not a good answer. Because Midami Le'ula, the last three words on Zayin Amud Beis. How is this comparable to Ula? And let me explain what the Gemara is going to say. Ula's case is that he was already, it was a Mitzaira first, and then he became a Balkeri. So first he had the Heter Mitzaira, then the second thing came. Right? First he was a Mitzaira, then he was a Balkeri. By a brother's wife, who's his wife's sister, Ula would only work. The analogous case to Mitzaira and Keri would be, first it was his brother's wife, and then it became his wife's sister. Meaning, first his brother married a lady, then he married the sister. So the first Isser is the one the Torah removed. So we say, Hayova Ishtari Ishtari on the second Isser. But what happens if he married his wife before the brother married the sister? So that would be like he became a Balkeri before he became a Mitzaira. And there we never found the concept of Hayova Ishtari Ishtari. So therefore, your answer answers some cases of Achais Isha, but doesn't answer all cases of Achais Isha. Because again, in the case of Mitzaira, where we build the concept of Hayova Ishtari Ishtari, first came the Isser Mitzaira, which the Torah was Mater, then came the Isser Keri, which became the second Isser. The analogous case would be here, that the brother who died got married first, and it became your brother's wife, the person's brother's wife first. That's the Isser the Torah removes. And then he married his wife, which is the wife, a sister of his brother's wife. So therefore we say, just like the first Isser went off, the second Isser went off. But that would only be work if the first Isser was Eishes Ach. But if the first Isser was Achais Isha, then it's not an analogous case. Then it's not Mitzaira and then Keri. It would be like Keri and then Mitzaira. And there we don't find the concept of Hayov Ishtari Ishtari. Let's read it inside. Tinach, this makes sense. Hech de Nasa Meis, the deceased brother married first, so it became his brother's wife. V'yachekach Nasa Chai, then he married his brother's wife's sister, and it became his wife's sister. Then you could say, the Migu de Ishtari Isser Eshesach, since the Torah removed Isser number one, which is Eshesach, Ishtari Nami Isser Achais Isha. The Torah also removed the Isser of his wife's sister, meaning that we say, Isser 1 went, Isser 2 goes. Just like Mitzaira goes, Balkeri goes. El Anasa Chai V'Achach Nasa Meis. But if the case would be that he married his wife, and this woman became his wife's sister, I mean she was his wife's sister, became Aser to him as a wife's sister, before it became Aser to him as a brother's wife. So, right? So Isser Achais Isha Kadim. Then the Isser of wife's sister came first, and we don't see a concept of Hoya Vahutter only when the Torah removes Isser 1, then we see that the Torah removes Isser 2. You don't see that the Torah removes Isser 2. We don't see that the Torah removes Isser 2, and then we say Hutter Isser 1. We never see that concept. So this would only apply to certain cases of a wife's sister. Not all cases of a wife's sister. In some cases, we would know it without the pasuk of Aleha. Because there's no ishtari, because the first ishtar is not the one that got removed. Rashi. And she became his brother's wife. Then the living person married her sister. Then the woman that is Yevama became also his wife's sister. And when his brother died without children, and the first sister that was there, which is his brother's wife, became mutter, the later one goes off. One goes off, two goes off. Kedula. She was Shaina. Since it became mutter for Tzaras, which was the first Esser, she Akraina. Right? That's what we saw by Mitzayra. The first one went off, the second one went off. Elanasa Achai. Ishtai Tchila. But if the living brother first married his wife. The Amda Allah B'Yisra Achais Isha, this woman was his wife's sister. First. V'yachach Nasa Achav Ameis, then his brother who died married her. V'nitayst of Yisra Achais Ach, and then we added the Yisra brother's wife, but Yisra Achais Isha Kadim, the Yisra of the wife's sister was first. We never saw that the last one takes off the first one. We would say only the last one goes off. So your answer answers a limited case. We would think that it's mutter to be miyabim, a wife's sister, if she was a brother's wife first. We would never think so if she was his wife, usher to him as a wife's sister first. Because the concept of ishtari was when Isser 1 goes off, Isser 2 goes off. Not that when Isser 2 goes off, Isser 1 goes off. That is problem number one. Second problem. And let me look again at the case of Mitzayra. The case of Mitzayra was, it was the morning of the eighth day. He was already allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash. He decided he was going to go 10 o'clock in the morning. He saw Kerry from the time the morning was ready morning, and then he saw the carry. Now he's allowed to go to the mikveh and go. But he was mutter to go into the Beis HaMikdash prior to the carry. It wasn't that he saw the carry in the middle of the night, and the next morning he's now a Mitzayra and Balkari. The case of the Braisa was raw carry by b'yayim. He saw it on the eighth day. The Lashon HaBraisa was, it was the eighth day already. Meaning, at the time he saw the carry, he was already permitted to go into the Beis HaMikdash that day as a Mitzayra. Then the second Tumah came, after the first one was removed. The first one was removed on the morning of the eighth day. That's when the Tyra said to him, so-and-so, go to the Azara, stick in your finger, your thumb, your toe, your ear, and get it done. Then he became a Balkari. So the Tyra says, since we already permitted him to go in as a Mitzayra, we'll permit him to go in as a Balkari. But what would happen if he became a Balkari on the night of the eighth day? Before he had the permission to go into the Azara in the morning. Who says we would say Hayo v'Ishtari Ishtari? Hayo v'Ishtari Ishtari might only be if the first one was already removed, and then came number two, then we say Hayo v'Ishtari Ishtari. But if the first one was not removed yet, number two came before number one was removed, who said we would say Hayo v'Ishtari Ishtari? Moving it over here. His brother married a woman, right? He married that woman's sister. The woman, his brother's wife, wasn't mutter to him yet. When the brother dies, the issur of brother's wife goes off. But at the time he married this woman's sister, he was usher to him as an eish esach. Who says we say hayo v'ishtari ishtari if the first one's not mutter? Now, if this would have happened, the brother would have married the woman and died, and before he did yibum, he went and married this woman's sister. So then you could say, since the Torah was mater isser eish esach, and now a new isser came on after the heter of eish esach, we say hayo v'ishtari ishtari. So it would have to be that the deceased brother got married first, then he died, and the Yisra Eish HaSach went off. Then the living brother married this woman's sister. So then you would say, since the Torah removed Isser Eches Ach before the Isser Achais Isha came, the Torah removed Eches Ach before the Isser Achais Isha came, so we can say, Hail the Ishtari Ishtari. Since the Torah permitted it, it permitted it. But that's what we saw by Mitzairah, that the Torah removed the Isser Mitzairah prior to him becoming a Balkari. But had he become a Balkari before the Torah removed the Isser Mitzairah, we don't see a concept called Hail the Ishtari Ishtari. So again, you're trying to make an analogy between the case of Mitzairah and the case of a wife's sister. It's a very limited analogy. It would have to be in a case where one brother got married, died without children, and before the second brother went ahead and took advantage or used the heter of marrying his brother's wife, he married that woman's sister. So we say, we would think, since the Torah already removed the Erev of Eshesach, Ishtari, the Torah would remove Achais Isha as well. Just like the Torah removed the Isra of the Mitzairah entering the Beis HaMikdash, so also the Torah will now remove the Isra Keri, which happened after he became permitted to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. But if the Isser Keri would have happened before, who said the Torah would have removed it? Maybe the Torah would have said, it's not mutter yet, we're not going to remove anything. So I don't need a pasuk of Hillel, only in a very limited case. Let's read it inside. V'afilu nasa meis nami. Even if the deceased brother married first. Tinach, heichid nasa meis umeis. That would happen if the deceased brother got married first, then he died. He had the opportunity to do Yibum before he married the wife's sister. So we say, that's analogous to the Mitzairah who could have walked into the Beis HaMikdash early in the morning. He waited, and it became a Balkari. This guy could have been Miyabim, his brother's wife, and he waited and married her sister first. Then we say, Hail the Ishtari Ishtari. Elanasa Meis. Beloy Meis. Let's say the first brother died and hadn't died yet. The first brother got married and hadn't died yet. The Akach Nasachai, then the brother married the wife's sister. Like Izilei Klau, it never was permitted. Miloy Maidi Ula, wouldn't Ula admit Shimra Keri Beleil Shmini, that if he became about Keri, the night of the eighth day, She'ein Machnis Yadav Abaynas, that he won't be able to go in. Shlo Yatza Bishashi Ruyel Havi Bakarban, meaning, he never got out of the Isser. He never got a Heter yet. The Heter of Hoyle the Isser is, if you got your Heter, you can apply your Heter further. But if you didn't get your Heter yet, who says we say Hoyle the Isser Isser? He didn't get to that time yet. So, the Gemara is saying, your answer is really in a very limited case. It's not totally schlugged up, but it would only apply in a case, the Havamina that you're allowed to do Yibum for a wife's sister, based on Hoyel V'Ishtari Ishtari, is very limited. It is limited to a case where the Isser of brother's wife has already been removed. Now you added the Isser of wife's sister by marrying that woman's sister. We would have a Havamina, Hoyel V'Ishtari Ishtari, analogous to the case to the Mitzairah who had a Heter to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Then he became a Balkari. We said, okay, you have your Heter already. It extends to Balkari. But if you would have became a Balkari before he received this Heter, we would never say Hoyel V'Ishtari Ishtari. If this woman would become his wife's sister before his brother died, we would never say Hoyel V'Ishtari Ishtari. So we don't need a law for those cases. Zuck the Gemara, you're right. You're right. The only time we need a leah is for that one case. When Reuven married, died, Shimon married Reuven's wife's sister, I would think, Hail the Ishtari Ishtari, the Torah wrote a leah. But in every other case, a leah is not necessary, as is not doich elois as a sheesh bakaris. Only in a case where we can apply Hail the Ishtari Ishtari, which at this point is in a very limited case, only in a case, like we said, by Mitzairah. He became a Mitzairah, it's his eighth day, he has the head to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, He waits a little bit. He's allowed to. He doesn't have to go 7 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. And he waits. And he became a Balkari. The Torah said, Hayover Ishtri Ishtri. The analogous case would be, Ruve married a woman, and he died without children. Shimon, before he did Yibum or Chalitza, decided to marry that woman's sister. I would have a Havamina, since we already removed Eishesach, we will remove any additional Isser that comes, like the Balkari to the Metzairah. It comes along, the tyrant says, Aleha, no you don't. That's why I need Aleha. This is answer number one to our question that we asked a blot and a half ago. Why do I need a Pasik? But let me just finish. Why do we need a pasuk of Allah? The answer is, we found one case that without the pasuk of Allah Yibum comes along Allah and does not allow Yibum. Yes.
The concept that he can marry the woman's sister, his mother died, and he marries his mama's sister, why is that allowed?
Why not?
In other words, because either he has to divorce her, either do chalitza or evil. So he's related to her in a manner of speaking, I would think.
Okay, so this is going to be this is going to be like a whole sugya yavamas as we go along. But biblically speaking, for sure, I shouldn't say for sure, according to most opinions, the Kedusha would be a valid Kedusha. Whether he should do it or not, we'll see. But it's a valid Kedusha. We'll be talking about this as we go through the Masechta multiple times. Your point.
I would guess it's because he's not really married.
Again, instead of speculating, instead of us getting involved in something that the Gemara will spend a very long time on, so let's leave it for when we get there.
Okay.
Yes.
So if Shimon was already married to his brother's sister, he would not be allowed to do Yibum then? Is that correct?
Well, he's not allowed to do Yibum in all cases at the end of the day. But in the case where Shimon was already to marry to his wife's sister, to the brother's wife's sister, we wouldn't need a pasuk. We would know it because it asay doesn't push away karas. I don't need a pasuk. I need a pasuk in a very limited case where issa number one was already removed, his brother's wife, it's removed, and then it became his wife's sister. I would think that we apply the concept called Hayov Ishtri Ishtri, just like Allah or Mitzayra, who became a Balkari, to walk into the Azara, because the Isra Mitzayra was already removed. I would think we would remove this too. That's why I need a Pasuk of Allah. At the end of the day, he cannot be Miyabmer anyway, but I need a Pasuk to tell me that. Rashi. Ela Nasa Chai Ishtetchila. The Amda Alav, the Isser Aishas Achais Isha. We did that already. Next Rashi. Vafilu Nasa Mace Nami, Beresha. Even if the Mace married first, meaning the brother that ended up dying married first, the Kadama Isser Aishasach preceded Achais Isha. Leidamila the Ula. It's still not analogous to Ula's case. The Hasa Maraya Keri Bishmini Shaloi, the person who sees a Keri on day 8, Kvaraya Mutter Meisir Arishan, Kaida Maria Sakari. He already had the Heter from Mitzayra to walk into the Azara, Mishahei Ramizrach, as soon as the eastern side became light, meaning as soon as it became morning. The Hachanami here also. It would work if the brother who died, who ended up dying, got married and died. And the heter of Isser of Eishes Ach was removed. Then the living brother married her sister. We could say Isser number one was already removed. Isser number two will be removed as well. Ella, Nasa Mace, Beloy Mace, Achinasa Chayasa Chaysa, the brother who ended up dying married but didn't die yet, till his living brother, the one who remains alive, married her sister. Halos Chazoy Klau, he never had the heter before Isser number two came. Umiloy Maidi Ula Bekahai Gavna, wouldn't Ula agree to that case? Shimra Keri Beleo Yom Shmini, that if he saw a Keri on the eighth night, Shaei Machnas Yadam Machalabainas Mishum Keri Demakamale, he cannot put his hands in hand for the toes, for the thumbs, because he's a Balkari. He hasn't left his Tsaras yet to the time that he should be able to have it, meaning he never had a heter for Tsaras yet. The Kaidam Shahutta Mitsarate Baal of Keri. Before the Tsaras left, before the Isser of Tsaras left, he got the Keri. We never say in that case, that we should say Hoyle be Ishtri Ishtri. Zabti Gemara, you're 100% right. Hachi Gassinon, let me just finish the Rashi. Can I finish the Rashi? Ki Yitzchuch Aleha, V'nasa Meis U'meis, V'yachach Nasa Chai. So just to review before Avram, you ask a question. The Gemara has finally found an answer. Esther is not Teichel Weiss, Esther Sheyash Bekaris. And I would never think that you should be able to be Miyab Minerva. Only in one case, where the brother died, then you marry the brother's wife's sister. We have a concept called Hayav Ishtri Ishtri. Since the Torah already removed the Erva of brother's wife, we should also remove the Erva of wife's sister. Came along the Pasuk of Aleha and says, don't do it. That's why I need Aleha according to answer number one. Yes, Avram.
First, putting our everything directed to that the other one was a sister, Akos Ishtu, right? Akos Ishtu.
Well, that's what the Pasuk talked about, it, right? That's what the Torah wrote aloud.
Okay, so, what is the Einish for that?
Karis. Everything's Karis here.
Okay, so, I thought maybe I did say something like this yesterday, but I'm just repeating it. So, If I hold of Ishtri in this case, would I be able to knock off all the Srefa and Skila cases also?
Don't know. But at this point, we're interested in Akai Tisha.
No, I have no problem with that, but Ishtri would have said, all the other,
but let's say not. What difference does it make?
No, so I mean, the Gemara could say, you know, even if,
again,
no matter what the situation is.
Again, Avram.
Knock off me.
Avram, the question that I've given Limit Bays was, the Brisa said that without Aleha, we would allow a person to be Miyabim, his wife's sister. That's where the Torah wrote it. And the question was, why do I need a law? Wouldn't I figure it out? Because I say it's not Daichel Leises to Sheyesh Bekaris. The Gemara never asked. The Torah never wrote it by your daughter, which is Sreifa. Torah never wrote it there. We would never think that. I'm only going in a Chai Tisha.
No, I understand. The first Mishnah goes, I think there's 15, it says.
But not that I would have thought all 15. Again. Maybe 5 minutes.
I have one thing.
Avram, you're not listening.
Okay, so we read me. I never do.
Okay. 9 out of the 15 Ervas have Sreifa. Those 9, I would have never thought is Mutter. I don't need a Lev for those 9.
Really?
Maybe. That's the Gemara's answer here. Maybe I only need a Lev for Achais Isha and those that are similar to it.
The reasoning behind it is because it depends who you married first. That was the whole lumdus. Had nothing to do with Srefa and Skila. The Gemara doesn't bring that in now. Oh, what do you mean? You can't learn more than what you're getting. All you're getting is Kares. Meaning, the Gemara
has
a different lumdus.
Avram, the Pasuk is written by Achais Isha. So that's all I need to answer. Why I need it for Achais Isha. I might not need it for the other cases. Whoever said I need it for the other cases. Maybe the rest of the Mishnah I would know without a Pasuk. The Brisa told us that I need a Leah for Achais Isha.
That's exactly what I was trying to bring up.
Okay, so we're both agreeing. Right. It's not a kasha. The Gemara never used it for the other Arias. He used it for Achais Isha and the others that are Karis.
No, what I was saying is if you hold Ishtri and Ishtri, it seems like the Gemara here, if I use that concept, I would have knocked everything off.
Who said that? Who told you that? Who told you that? Why are you assuming that?
What?
And by the way,
I just thought that.
By the way, three of the arayas can't happen ishtari. His daughter is his daughter before she marries his brother. She can't become his daughter after she marries his brother.
Right, we had, yeah. I mean,
so obviously, right, ishtari wouldn't have...
Mother also.
Mother's not one of the 15.
It's not?
No.
Right, I don't know, I don't remember. Okay, maybe those are the six arayas, since the next missionary is six arayas.
Right, she's in the six.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's answer number one. Now we move on to answer number two. And answer number two says as follows. Let me explain it outside. We'll do it inside. One of the ways we darshan from the Torah is called hekesh. The Torah compared some each. The Torah compares A to B to C to D, whatever the Torah compares. Hekesh is not something that has to make sense logically. Hekesh is the way the Torah tells us to darshan, whether we understand or whether we don't understand. At the end of the pasuk of Arayas, the Torah says, whoever does any of the Arayas gets karas. The Torah went and put all the Arayas into one pot. It made a hekesh between all the Arayas. Therefore, even though logically, Asay should not be Daichid Laises and Sheesh Makaris. But since the Torah said all Arayas are equal, and because by making a Hekesh, and the Torah said that a brother's wife's Erva gets removed by Yibum, maybe the Hekesh should teach us that all Arayas get removed by Yibum. Not logically, not a comparison logically, but because the Torah said all Arayas have the same halacha. And the Torah permitted a brother's wife for Yibum. And the Torah said, all Arayas are the same. So without halacha, I would use that hekesh to say, all Arayas are permissible by Yibum. Came along, the Torah and wrote halacha, do not use the hekesh for that. Let's read it inside. V'ibo yisema. If you want, I can tell you. Asya be'keshet Rabbi Yaina. Rabbi Yoina is hekesh. The Amar Rabbi Yoina v'temer of Hunabred Rabbi Yeshua. Amakra, the pasuk says, Gichal Ashiyasa Mikol Hata'eva Se'ela. Anybody did any one of these abominations, v'nichvasu. Hukshu kol arayas kulon le'eshesach. The Torah is comparing all arayas to each other, and therefore comparing all arayas to eshesach. Ma eshesach sharya, just like the Torah permitted Eishasach for Yibum, Av Kol Arayas Nami Sharyan. Not because I say is Doichalai says the Shiash Bekaris, and not because I logically compare all the Arayas to Eishasach, and not because I have Ishtari, but because the Torah said all Arayas have the same halacha. And then the Torah told me that Eishasach is Mutter. And not because Davar Shaya Bechlau, it's a hekesh. Hekesh supersedes all those halachas. It says the Torah said they are equal. If the Torah said they are equal, then I have to make them equal. And I would say, Kama Eshesach Sharya, Avkal Arayas Nami Sharyan, Kasav Rachmana Aleha. And that is answer number two. That's why the Torah had to write Aleha. Rashi. Hachi Gersinan, I did that already. Bibay Yaseima. Itzrich Aleha. The Eloi Kasra had the Torah not written it. Hava mina teisi yibu machais isha lahatir, that I would learn now that it's permissible to be miyabim your wife's sister. Bekeshin Rabbi Yaina, with a hekesh. And by the way, that hekesh would include even things of strifa and everything else. Because the Torah said anybody who does any of these abominations gets chorus. He might get more too, but he's all included in that same hekesh. The Rabbi Yaina, Rabbi Yaina, ki kol ashiyasim mikol ateva seilu, hukshu kol arayas zulazu. They're all compared. Now, where did Rabbi Yaina say this? He didn't say it over here. He said it inyan harol kenasiv le Rabbi Yaina ba'abay yevemtai. This is going to come up in Perek number 6, that the Torah learns what if a person did a partial bia. He lived with this woman not completely. Now, there's a machlokes what harol means, but it was a partial relationship. He didn't have a complete relationship with this woman. He did not penetrate her. Either he didn't penetrate her at all, he just was on the outside of her private area, or according to one of the Amar, he only penetrated very slightly. Either way, the Torah learns out that that's called a bia, and he's chayiv karis. But the Torah wrote it by one of the Ervis. How do I know it applies to all the Ervis? Comes Rabbi Yoin and he says, the Torah said, all Arayas are created equal. And if by one of them the Torah told us that a partial relationship is viewed as a total relationship, and he's chayiv karis, and he has to bring a chatas, it's true by all Arayas. That's l'inyan hara, partial relationship, and again, there's a machlokes later on, what that means. According to one man, the other means there was no penetration at all. It was just an outside touching of the male organ to the female genitalia. Oh, and according to the other man, the other, he was a slight penetration. And either way, the Torah said, that's karis. And he's chayv chatas if he did a b'shegig. How do I know it applies to the other arayas? The Torah only wrote it by one. To tell me, Dr. Bjoina, the hekish. So just like you use the hekish for there, once you say a hekish, it goes for everything. They're all compared to Eishasach. Even though logically the comparison is not a comparison. Eishasach is one, and Achais Isha is Achais Isha and Eishasach. Ein meshivin ala hekish. We don't ask questions on a hekish. A hekish supersedes logic. That's why I need a law. So there's our second answer. These are the two answers that the Gemara is going to give. I'm sorry, the Gemara is going to give three answers. But this is the second of the three answers that the Gemara is going to give. Zuck the Gemara right. So Rav Achi Ravdifta Ravina said, so the Torah wrote Aleha. So Aleha told me that by a wife's sister, no Yibam is allowed. So I have now two contradictory halachas by Erva. The Torah said by a brother's wife, it is allowed. And the Torah said by a wife's sister, it's not allowed. Those are the two that the Torah told me. The Torah told me a heter by a brother's wife. And the Torah said a iser by a wife's sister. Then the Torah said, all Arayas are equal. But they're not equal in this thing, because you can be Miyabim, your brother's wife. And you cannot be Miyabim, your wife's sister. So which one should I compare the rest of the Arayas to? I always compare all the Arayas to each other. But over here the Torah told me two opposite halachas. It told me that you can be Miyabim, your brother's wife. And without anything else, I would have said you can be Miyabim all the Arayas. Then came the Torah and said you can't be Miyabim your wife's sister. So now, let's take the Erva of Bitai. Can I be Miyabim her? Do I compare her to Eishasach? Or do I compare her to Achais Isha? How do you know? If the Torah said all Arayas are comparable, but the Torah told me in this case, a wife's sister is different than a brother's wife. So the rest of the Arayas can be compared to one or be compared to the other. We decided to compare it to the wife's sister. And we say, no Arayas can have Yibum. How do you know? Maybe you should compare her to the brother's wife, where you can have Yibum. And we should say, all Arayas besides wife's sister are mutter. Because there's a hekish. You don't know which one to compare them to now, because now you have two Arayas with different halachas. So I have to compare all the Arabs to one of them. How do I know which one to choose? Amalur of Achimidikta Lurabina. Mikti. Kal Arayas Ikilav Shinil Eishasach. All Arayas can be compared to wife's brothers. The Ikilav Shinil Achaisisha. Or I compare it to a woman's, to a brother's wife, or to a wife's sister. And we decided in the Mishnah that there's no Yibum by all 15 Arayas. Why? Because you compared it to wife's sister. My chaz is the Akshis Leishasach, Achais Isha, Akshinu Leishasach. Why did you decide it to compare it to the case where we don't allow Yibum? Compare the other Arabs to the case where we do allow Yibum. Because without Aleha, you would have compared everything to brother's wife. Now that we have Aleha, that's my one Erva. That's my wife's sister. How do I know it applies everywhere else? So the Gemara gives two answers. You're right. We don't know. But we have a rule. Whenever the Torah wrote a hekesh, and you can use it to be lenient or strict, the rule tells us, go strict. So the rule tells us, if you have a choice to compare it to brother's wife and permit Yibum, or to compare it to wife's sister and not compare it to Yibum, the rule of hekesh is, whenever you can go one way or the other way, we go l'chumra. That is answer number one. Iboy Seima, or I can give you another answer. When I have a choice to compare to one or the other, I use logic to pick the one it's more similar to. I cannot use logic to contradict the hekesh. But when I have a hekesh, and my question is, should I use the hekesh for A or B? Pick the one that's more logical. Over here, the other arayas are more similar to Achais Isha than to Eish Yisach, because Eish Yisach is only one Isser, and Achais Isha is both his wife's sister and his brother's wife. So are the rest of the arayas when there's a case of Yibum. So since I have a hekesh one way and the other way, I'm allowed to use logic to determine which way to go. And since Eish Yisach is one, and all the others are two, we compare the two to the two, rather than the two to the one. Again, to go against the hekesh based on logic, I cannot do. But when I have a choice of which hekesh to use, logic can determine which way to go. My wife's sister, we're dealing with a double erva, it's his brother's wife and his wife's sister. And so is it all by the other arayas. Betray alfinon. And better to learn out two from two. Avahocha, my brother's wife, chadi yisura. There's only one. Utrei mi chada lo yalfinon. And if I have a choice which hekesh to make, I go from two to two rather than from two to one. I use logic to determine which direction hekesh should take. Rashi. Mikdi. Kol ha'arayas demasnisin, ikul akshin ala eish yisach lahatru yibum, v'ikul akshin ala achais isha da'asiru yibum. The parabakar Allah, the Torah said Allah. My chazis, the akshin ala achais isha, k'litani b'reish pirkin, ma achais isha miyuchedas, right? We said achais isha is that way, so are the rest of arayas. Why? Maybe we should compare all the arayas to wives, to brother's wife. And the answer, we gave two answers. Either when you don't know what to do, you go to chumra, Or when you have a choice of which hekesh to make, use logic to determine which way to go. And therefore, logically, all arayas are more similar to Achais Isha, because there's a double erva, than to Eish Yisach, which is a single erva. But again, I want to point out that that's only when I have a choice of which hekesh. But I cannot say that don't make a hekesh based on logic. I don't go against hekesh with a logic. But if I have a choice of which hekesh, then logic can be the determining factor. Rava Amar. Rava says...
I'm sorry, I don't understand what is the double
Isha
versus
a
single
Isha? Okay. The case of Achais Isha, this woman is his wife's sister, and we want to do Yibum, right? That means she's also his brother's wife. So how many Ervas does she have on her? Two.
She has two.
The case of brother's wife only has one. Brother's wife.
Right.
So, if I have a choice to compare all the arayas to the case of wife's sister, which is also brother's wife, or to the case of just brother's wife, all the other heiress in the place of Yibum would be two. It would be his daughter, who's his brother's wife, his mother-in-law, who's his brother's wife. It would always be a combination of two. So if I have to compare the arayas, I compare it to the case where there's two, rather than to the case where there's one.
And compared to two, meaning that he's allowed to marry his brother's wife, which is also his sister-in-law, that's mutter for him to do.
Again.
I mean, not mutter.
Again. Allah told us that we can't do Yibum to a wife's sister. Correct?
Yes.
That means it's usher to do Yibum to his wife's sister. But it is mutter to do Yibum if it's only his brother's wife. Correct?
Yes.
So the Torah told me two things. One place it told me that an erva goes off for Yibum, and one place it told me that an erva does not go off for Yibum. Now I have 13 other arayas. Should I compare them to brother's wife and say, you're allowed to do Yibum to your daughter? Or should I compare them to wife's sister and say the Torah does not allow Yibum in a place of erva? Which one should I compare them to? The Torah allowed Yibum in the erva of brother's wife. The Torah did not allow Yibum when it's an erva of wife's sister. I have 13 other arayas. Daughter, granddaughter, mother-in-law, right? Should I allow Yibum in those cases or not? Which one should I compare it to? Brother's wife or wife's sister? Those are the two conflicting halachas that the Torah told me. Yibum can remove brother's wife, but it cannot remove wife's sister. Now, let's say daughter. Does that go like wife's sister, or does that go like brother's wife? I have a choice. I can compare it to one or the other, because the Torah moved all arayas in one hekesh and said, compare arayas to each other. But here, I have two different arayas that are different. Which one should I compare a daughter to? Brother's wife or wife's sister? So the Gemara is answering, pick the one that's more logical. Wife's sister has two ervas on her. She is the brother's wife, who is the wife's sister. Brother's wife is only one erva. All the other 13 cases, when they come with Yibum, would have two ervas. Therefore, it makes sense to compare them to wife's sister more than to brother's wife.
Thank you.
Rabbi Amar. Rabbi says, you know, we didn't understand the Braisa. Even though the Braisa sounded like it said something, the Braisa never meant to say that we would think it's Mutter to be Miyab Minerva. We never would have entertained a Havamina, that a person can be Miyab Minerva. It's not in our radar. We would never entertain such a Havamina. Nobody would think that. Erva Gufa, I think that's what the Bach adds, Lloyd Svichakra. We don't need a plastic that you can't be miyab minerva. There ain't nothing like a license of b'shesh b'karas. We know that. We know that. There's no need for a plastic. You know why you need a plastic? Ki yitzchakra l'meisa tzara. Tzara's erva is not really an erva. How do I know that she has no mitzvah of yibum? That's why I need the plastic of aleha. The pasuk of Allah is not coming to tell me, don't be miyab your wife's sister. I would never think you should be miyab your wife's sister. A wife's sister is an erva. That's what Rav is answering. All this gemara that we've entertained for the last blot and a half was assuming that I need a pasuk that you can't be miyab your wife's sister. Rav says that was never on our radar. We never thought that you could be miyab my wife's sister. We thought you could be miyabim the wife's sister's tzara. Therefore, we need litzrar. That's our mitzvah aleha. To tell me, no, be miyabim your wife's sister's tzara. That's what it's going for. That's Rava's answer. And the Mela pulls the rug out from under the question. The question never started. We never meant to say that we should have a havamina, that you should be able to be miyab your wife's sister. No such havamina. No such havamina. The havamina was only, you should be able to be miyab your wife's sister, Sarah. Frek the Gemara, is that true? Ve'erva le'chichikro, and erva doesn't need a pasuk? Va'atanya, we learned the price that back on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, it said, Ainli Elahi, Mishum Tzara, Ainli Elahi, the pasuk brought aleha, and the braisa said, that's for the erva. Right? How do you know tzarasa? And the Gemara braisa answered, litzrar. Doesn't that say that erva needs a pasuk? The wording of the braisa back on Gimel Amud Beis, it brought the pasuk of aleha and said, oh, that tells me the erva. How do I know tzarasa? Isn't the braisa saying that I need a pasuk for erva? Zok the Gemara mishum tzarasa. The Braisa never meant that. The Braisa wanted to get the Tzara, so it wrote it as if you need a pasuk for an erva. But you never need the pasuk for the erva. The Braisa just needed a pasuk for the Tzara, so it said, oh, we need the pasuk, is for the erva, how do I know Tzara? But the Braisa never meant that I need a pasuk for the erva. The Braisa meant to say that the pasuk is going on Tzarasa. It's a little bit of a daichik in the words of the Braisa, but that's how Rava learns it. Rashi, Mishum Tzarasa, Shudabaya Lemisni, Tzarasa Minayan. Frekti Gemara, Batanya, the same Braisa said, I'm sorry, Vaktani, Ein Li Elahein. It said, all the Ervis, that only tells us then. But Tzarasaya Minayan. And again, the Braisa acts as if I need a pasuk for Erva. Zog the Gemara again, Mishum Tzarasayan. The Braisa never meant to say that you need a pasuk for Erva. The Braisa never meant it. The Braisa wanted to tell you Tzara, so wrote it in a form as if I need a pasuk for Erva. But the Braisa meant that the pasuk is going on Tzara. I never need a pasuk for Erva. And therefore, the kasha never started. Because without a pasuk for Tzara, I wouldn't know Tzara has karis. Tzara is not an Erva. There's no karis by Tzara. It's only because it's the brother's wife and the Torah removed the mitzvah. How do I know that? That's why I need Aleha. Aleha has to tell me that a Tzara is Aser. So now, to review it, this is the end of this part of the sugya. Right? There are three answers in why we need Aleha. The last answer is we don't. The question was a mistake. You misunderstood the Braisa. You thought the Braisa needs a pasuk to tell me you can't be Miyab Minerva. No, you don't. We would have never thought you could be Miyab Minerva. Esther's not Daichalois, Esther Shiash Bakaris. We would have never entertained the Havamina that you should be able to be Miyab Minerva. We would have never understood this. We would never had such a Havamina. But we would have had a Havamina that Tzarez us, Mutter. So the pasuk has to come and tell me, you can't be miyab mitzara, because it writes tzara in that pasuk, litzrar, and it writes aleha, to tell me no yibum by tzara. That's answer number three, which pulls the rug out of the question and says the question was an error. The other two answers accept the premise of the question. They learn that we do need a pasuk, and they offer two answers. Working backwards, answer number two said, because that hekesh. The hekesh compared all arayas to each other. And since the hekesh compared all arayas to each other, I would think since the Torah permitted eshesach, it also permitted all arayas. So I'd have to say aloha to tell me no. Only eshesach, not all arayas. All other arayas are usher. That's why I need aloha to counter the hekesh, which is not approached logically. And the first answer we gave was that I need a law in a very limited case. In a case where the person married died without children. Then his living brother married this woman's sister. And based on what I learned by Matzaira, I would have said a concept called Hoyo v'ishtari ishtari. Since the Torah removed Matzaira, it removed Keri. Since the Torah already removed Matzaira, that's the key word here, it was already Mutter, it was the eighth morning, it removes Keri, which comes afterwards. Same thing here. Since the Torah already removed the Erva of brother's wife, because he died, it will remove the next Isser that comes on, which is met when the guy marries the wife's sister. That's what I would think. So Leah comes to tell me, do not say, Hoyle the Ishtari Ishtari in this case. Those are the three answers. Yes, let me just finish. Those are the three answers that explain why we need Aleha. Two of them explain why we need Aleha, and the third one says we never needed Aleha. It was a mistake to begin with. Yes, Avram.
Okay, so according to the third answer, this is the way it works. I never had a Havamina that the Erva should be Mutter. Never. That means never. And in back of my mind, if I can find it, it's talking about the wife, Sarah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Allah tells me, even the Sarah you can't take.
Correct.
That means, in the back of my mind, the only thing I'm thinking of is the Sarah, right?
Correct.
So what's Litzvar for?
Litzvar is to say that Sarah is the same of the Erva.
Again, Aleha is saying that.
No, Aleha doesn't talk about
it. Hold.
Does the Torah, if it wouldn't say the word Litzrar, is there any mention of Tzara in that pasuk?
Doesn't need to.
No, why not?
because the back of my mind.
Excuse me. If the Torah wouldn't, if the Torah, Avraham, if the Torah would not have written Litzrar, it would have never written Aleha. That's what we're saying. Aleha was written after the Torah wrote Litzrar.
Aleha is written after the Torah wrote Litzrar?
I don't mean in order.
Where does it say?
The need of writing Aleha is because the Torah wrote Litzrar. Now, the truth is the Gemara is going to ask you a question. So if you have patience till tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Someone's talking. I'm sorry.
The Gemara is going to ask you a question in tomorrow's Gemara. You can tell your wife.
She's here.
Okay, very good. Have a wonderful day, everybody.